Well, good morning all. Well, apart from the Great Feast of Christ the King, this is of course Youth Sunday as well, but we're severely handicapped in what we can do about that. You know, in previous years we've had young people doing gospel mimes and things like that. It's been wonderful, but please God, one day we'll get back to that. We are well represented by our young people today though, with our wonderful altar service. But during the week, one of the weekday masses, we had St. Luke's version of the parable of the talents. A king in that parable has to go away to fight against his enemies. So he gives a few trusted men 10 talents of silver each to keep things going while he's away. And when he comes back, he calls them, as you know, to give an account of what they've done with his money. And at this time of the year, when the liturgy is all about the second coming of Christ, it's not hard to see that the parable is actually about Jesus himself. After his death and resurrection, he ascended into heaven to his Father. In other words, he went away, entrusting us to look after things while he was away. But he also made it very clear that he would come again. And so the last judgment, which we hear a lot about in these last couple of weeks of the year, will be on what we have done with the gift of the Holy Spirit that he gave to each of us in our baptism, and all what we've done with it, both as individuals, of course, but as humanity as well, as a community. So if he were to come tomorrow, for example, the second coming as Christ the King to judge the living and the dead, what would he make of what we have done and are still doing to this beautiful world of ours, which his Father created for the benefit and the enjoyment of all generations, not just ours, and of which, of course, he made us stewards. We are stewards of creation. And as I said, today is Youth Sunday, so it's very appropriate that one of our young people would like to speak for a few minutes on this very topic. And so I now invite Declan to come forward with his thoughts.
Thank you for inviting me up, Father. Some of you may know me. I'm Declan O'Brien, and with my colleague Sean Kwan, I'm working here on behalf of CAFOD, working with the primary schools and secondary schools of an area. Our primary focus since we arrived at the start of September has been readying the schools for the upcoming COP conference, the conference of parties where the world's governments have sent representatives to Glasgow to discuss what we're going to do about climate change. And as all of you will know, that conference is now over. We arrived at the conference ourselves to take part in the march midway through the conference. And while we were there, we got to speak to some of CAFOD's negotiators who were in the negotiation space itself. They were wildly hopeful about the results of the conference. They told us they thought things were going to be better than the result we got. In the 11th hour of the conference, India, backed by China, requested a change to the document. That change changed the wording from phasing out to phasing down of coal. And it's because of that that I believe we have not received the results we wanted. We're being told in the news that this is a victory, and a victory it is. We have made strides towards a better future. But I tell you solemnly, three or four more victories like this, and the world will not be the same. Pacific Islands will disappear underwater. More great forest fires like we saw in Australia a year or two ago will occur. Great famine will wreck the land. It's frankly, as a result of this conference, I am furious. I'm furious as Jesus was when he saw the merchants in his Father's temple misusing it, as we are misusing this earth. But there is still hope. We've been working with the children of the new generation to make them knowledgeable about climate change and what they can do to help. My generation and the generations to come will not let go of this problem. We will find a way to heal this world. With your hope, we will, and with your help, we will be successful. Thank you.